hope that your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones,
are transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right. Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Oh, yeah. Friday morning. Let me say hello to all my friends. Go on, studio.
Morning.
Let me say hello to everybody out there listening. We appreciate you so much. If you're listening live, it is early. You are what's called an EML, an early morning listener. We are also early morningers. All of us EMLs, we're in this together. Also, let me say, if you're listening on the podcast, well, good for you. You didn't wake up early. Good for you. So, yeah, we're here. I do want to talk about this story here. A woman secretly fattened up bridesmaids for the wedding. Amy, you know about the story, right?
Yeah, so she has some bridesmaids. Obviously, she wants to be the one that shines the day of her wedding.
I love this story. Let me just pause this for a second and say, I love this story so much because it's even if I would never do this, but all humans are thinking about something like this, but I can't believe she actually went through with it. Go ahead.
Okay, so she thought if she made them look bigger, she would look skinnier in the photos. And then also the day of, she would just look better, you know?
That's so crazy.
And so her bridesmaids also happen to be her sisters, and so she would make them breakfast every morning, and she would serve them smoothies, and they would think like, oh yeah, I'm getting this healthy smoothie. But I mean, she was loading it up with fat. And like, she got this like mega weight gain protein powder from
that's
like.
That's so crazy to me. Know, mega weight gain, and you're secretly putting it in somebody's smoothie.
Like something that a bodybuilder that's working out like a bajillion hours a day and lifting heavy weights would use this stuff, and you know, for major gains. And she was feeding it to her sisters in a smoothie.
I take it back. Normal humans don't want to do this. I thought for a minute, everybody wants to look in a picture like you want to look good and the best. I just can't imagine sneaking super weight gain into anybody's smoothie.
Mm-mm. No way. How awful.
Didn't you move your wedding, Amy?
Yeah, for my sister so that she wouldn't look, you know, she would say she was pregnant. So she didn't want to look like waddling down the aisle and look heavy in all the photos because she would feel like she'd have to explain to everybody, I'm 9 months pregnant here, you know. But so we were going to get married in May. But yeah, that was her around her due date. So she asked us or came up with the brilliant idea of getting married on New Year's Eve and presented this whole case as to why it would be amazing, which basically centered around she wouldn't be as heavy in December as she would be in May. And I moved it because I didn't want her waddling down the aisle. And I also didn't want her going into labor. So that made sense.
Look at you.
I know. See, some sisters.
Amy the saint, always.
Care about their sisters. Right. That's but right. I mean, I did laugh out loud when I saw that the sister did that.
If I'm in her bride's party, I'm out of my skull right now going, I cannot believe you did this. Well, listen, we're here Friday. I'll tell you what. Well, go ahead. I heard a
nothing,
big gasp.
Because, I mean, I'm just thinking about these poor sisters. They think they're being healthy. And then, like, even legit, like, the day of the wedding or the week that it rolled around, they had to get their dresses altered because they weren't fitting.
Cruel. That's cruel. Okay. Pistol Annie's will be in later. It's Angelina, Ashley Monroe. It's Miranda Lambert. Pistol Annie's coming in. They have this song. Here, I got my name changed back. Check this out. Yeah.
The Bobby Bones Show.
Big three stories.
It's producer Raymundo. Remember, all Pimpajoy proceeds over at BobbyBones.com are going to hurricane relief. So hit that up. In other news, the Powerball drawing is Saturday night. Get your tickets. Jackpot $750 million. And finally, in Opa-locka, Florida, they found the mail facility that all those pipe bombs were mailed from. The pipe bombs were sent to politicians and news networks. They're still trying to find the people that did it. If you have any information, contact authorities.
Bobby Bones.
Yeah. Show.
The best horror movies of all time. They talked to 2,000 people. The Exorcist is number one. I haven't seen The Exorcist.
I maybe have seen bits and pieces when I was a kid, but...
Look, it was made in 1973. Has anyone seen The Exorcist in our room?
Oh, yeah. No Teeth Keith showed me that when I was a kid.
Oh, yeah? Did it scare you?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I was 8 years old. They all terrified me. I mean, maybe if I go back now, it may seem stupid, but when I was 8 years old, they all scared me. I made sure every door and every window was locked in the house before we watched them.
Here are the top five, according to 2,000 people, and most of these are old movies. The Exorcist, 1973. Halloween, 1978. Friday the 13th, 1980. A Nightmare on Elm Street, 1984. Those are the top four. We can't make good scary movies now. Number five is The Conjuring from 2013. It's the only recent one. But then, like, Texas Chainsaw Massacre, 1974. The Amityville Horror, 1979. That's crazy how they're all older movies. I told you, mine was that 28 Days Later where a virus gets people. That's scary to me. Ooh. Or Serendipity. That's
what?
Scary.
Why?
Well, because it's like a love story. What if they don't find each other? They do.
I know you're probably freaking out, but they did. It worked out.
What if it never happens for me? I think about that sometimes.
Well, I mean, isn't it happening December 2019?
Well, I just put that out there, you know? See it, say it, be it, see it, say it, all that.
Yeah.
But
see it, be it.
I'm 38. I've never been married, never been engaged.
Oh, you might need to head to New York and drop your glove at an ice skating rink. See what happens.
Yeah, right. That's what I need to do, exactly. best horror villains of all time. Number five is Leatherface. Do you know what movie he's from, Amy?
Not a clue.
The Texas Chainsaw Massacre.
Okay.
Number four is Hannibal Lecter.
Silence of the Lambs.
Good. Number three is Jason Voorhees.
Halloween.
No, Friday the 13th.
That same thing to me, but yes.
No, it's not the
same
thing.
I know it's not because Michael and Jason.
Right.
Both number scary guys.
Number two is Michael Myers.
Okay.
That's Halloween.
Mm-hmm.
And then number one is Freddy Krueger from...
Oh, yeah.
Nightmare on Elm Street.
Yeah.
Yeah, Freddy Krueger was probably the most legendary of our childhood, right?
Yes, because his nails.
Because he had the nails. Mm-hmm. And I've never seen a Nightmare on Elm Street or any Freddy Krueger movie. I don't watch
really?
That.
Really?
No.
Oh, I have.
No, no. Hey, can you imagine that if you're going to... You could die in your sleep? Like someone's going to kill you while you're sleeping? Amy, just think about that. Because you can't not sleep. And so you're like, I can't fall asleep because Jason, you can get killed by Freddy. And you have to fight sleep? That is so tragic to me.
Yeah.
And that's what he does, right? Doesn't he murder you in your dreams?
Yeah.
Pfft, I'm out. That's too real for me.
You know the song, though, right?
Yeah, it's like, close your eyes, no. Go to sleep.
No, one, two. One, two.
Three,
Freddy's coming
four.
For
that's
you.
That's it, that's it.
Three, four, better lock your door. Five, six. Better pick up sticks. I don't think that's what it is.
Eight, it's too late.
Better don't stay up late. Yeah. Well, those are the best movies, and those are the best villains.
Bobby Bones.
Yeah.
Show. Lunchbox used to be so against parents taking their kids trick-or-treating, like carrying them. Wasn't your rule if you can't walk and ask for candy, then you shouldn't go trick-or-treating?
Right. If you can't walk and you can't talk, no candy for you.
But you've had a baby in the last... 3 months?
3 months old, and now I'm like, Halloween's coming up, and you only get so many Halloweens in your life, so I think I need to take my kid trick-or-treating.
You're 3 month old.
Yes, because if I skip this one, that means he's going to be a year and 3 months. He missed his first Halloween, and he doesn't get to participate, and later in life, he's going to be like, how are you going to let me miss out on Halloween? I could have gone. I was 3 months old. So I'm thinking I got to take him trick-or-treating. I'm a hypocrite now, but I think I got to go.
Do you dress up, and do you dress him up?
Oh, you dress him up for sure. I don't know if the parent dresses up, but I could always put on my penguin outfit, and I could go and get candy, too, because I'll have a bucket for me and a bucket for him.
But can a three-year-old eat candy?
A three-month-old, no, cannot eat candy, but it's really for me. It's a way to get free candy. That's what all parents do.
Okay.
Yeah.
What do you think? Does it look bad if I take my three-month-old?
I don't think people care. Just show up, take the candy, don't rob their house. They'll be good.
Like, I don't know. I think it's weird when people
you do
have
think
a candy
weird?
Basket with their brand-new baby.
Well, I'm just going to roll him up in his stroller, have the basket like on the stroller.
People are going to be like, oh, your baby drinks milk. Like,
not Tootsie Rolls?
No.
I saw the story about popular adult costumes this year. Black Panther for adults. Wonder Woman, which Amy's going to be because mm-hmm. their kids are all superheroes. And then Fortnite people, the different characters from Fortnite. Those are adult costumes. President Trump, Cardi B, Stormy Daniels, and Meghan Markle. Are rounding out that top 1, 2, 3, like 10.
Ooh, now do people go pregnant, Meghan Markle?
Oh, I don't know. That's quite the wrinkle real quick. Your Wonder Woman costume, how's that coming?
It's coming. I'll let you know. I don't have it quite
have you made
out
it
yet.
Least sexy? Less sexy?
I'm still trying to look for the, you know, what's it called? Conservative Wonder Woman.
I don't think that exists. I think that's just a nun costume. Like, just go full nun.
But the nun's not a superhero. I'll kill the family vibe.
There's a flying nun movie.
There is?
Yeah, it's like Julie Andrews is in it.
No.
I think she's a flying nun.
Bobby Bones Show.
Here we go. Latest from Nashville and Hollywood.
It's the 30 Second Skinny.
We've got new music out today. Josh Turner's gospel album called I Serve a Savior. Here's that song.
I serve a Savior. It's what I was.
New artist Levi Hummond's album is out today. It's called Patient. Here's that song.
Whatever it is, you got it.
Kelsey Ballerini is releasing a deluxe version of her album, which will feature some new songs. And also, Brett Eldred's deluxe Glow album is out today. Here's a clip of that.
Sweet as the angels, as they sing, you look good in the light of my Christmas tree. Man. So good. You
Nothing puts me in a Christmas mood like Brett Eldred singing Christmas songs.
It's true. Like, he's got a gift.
I love it. Like, listen, I like Brett. Like, I would even say we're friendly and we text a lot. Whatever. He sing Christmas songs? That makes me feel like Santa Claus, baby. Come on, that's good. All right, what else? Anything else, Morgan, number two?
Yeah, Luke Bryan and his mom thanked fans for their prayers on his Instagram page after the hurricane demolished her home. He says his mom is standing strong with her community.
Well, yeah. Wow, how about that? Okay, is that it, Morgan number two?
That's it. I'm Morgan number two. That's the skinny.
It's time for the good news.
With Amy.
Tell me something good.
So there's this 5-year-old named Blake, and he has spina bifida. He's been in a wheelchair since he was 1 year old. And every year at Halloween, it's always a little bit like, oh, what's my costume going to be like? Well, his grandpa straight up hooked him up this year and made this costume that is a school bus that goes around his wheelchair. So when he's wheeling, it looks, and his head's like popping out the window, and the bus is all around him. It looks like he's riding inside the school bus.
That's pretty cool.
Isn't that so creative?
Come on. That's pretty cool.
And the grandpa made it all from scratch himself. Bright yellow school bus. Fits around the wheelchair. So creative.
That makes me smile. That's a smiler right there. Mm-hmm. That's good. That's what it's all about right there.
Bobby Bone Show.
Bonehead.
Story of the day.
This story comes to us from Anchorage, Alaska. How many times is too many times a guy robbed a bank? Once?
Oh.
Twice?
Oh.
Third time he got caught robbing the same exact bank.
What was it, like walking distance to his house?
Sometimes, like, I mean, it's just convenient.
That's what I'm saying. Like, shouldn't you go rob a bank out of your town? Like, why was he robbing the same bank? Do we know?
I don't know. It just says that it was the same Wells Fargo. He got away with it twice. Third time, they were waiting for him.
To be fair, if it does work once,
yeah,
why not go back to the well?
It's not broke.
You know, it's not broke, don't fix it. That's funny. But they got him, and now he's in jail for what, 3 bank robberies?
3 bank robberies, yep.
All right, there you have it.
I'm Lunchbox, that's your Bonehead Story of the Day.
Yeah, the Bobby Bones Show.
People have been loving when we play games with movie clips in them. So what I'm going to do is I'll give you a famous one-liner from a movie. You just have to name the movie. Okay, we'll go back and forth. Lunchbox, would you like to go first or second?
I'll go second, what the heck.
All right, Amy, you're up first. Ready? Name this movie by the line, clip number one. Go ahead.
Hasta la vista, baby.
Terminator?
Terminator, there he is. Give her a point.
Yeah.
There he is. Give her a point. Lunchbox, ready?
Oh, I'm born ready.
Here is yours.
Say hello to my little friend.
All right, hold on. Say hello to my little friend. We're going to play it again. So people playing in their cars or listening on their iPhones. Here we go.
Say hello to my little friend.
Yeah.
Can you name that movie?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Man, I'm stuck between two.
What are you stuck between?
It's either Scarface or The Godfather. Right. I'm going to go with Scarface.
He's going to go with Scarface. That is correct.
Yeah.
Got
one
there.
Woo!
All right, let's get our game music going here. Amy, are you ready?
Ready.
Here you go. And here is your clip. Go ahead.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
Oh, you hear it again?
Yeah, no, I got it.
Here, let me play it again for people in their cars and listening on their phones.
Oh, yes.
Here you go.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
All right, can you name that?
Home Alone.
Wait, what?
Is it in Home Alone, he's watching this movie, and they play a clip of it. It is. It's a black and white movie, and Macaulay Culkin uses it. He's playing it. Mm.
I can't accept that. I'm not even sure that that's the movie he's watching in Home Alone.
Are you sure? Because how else would I know that line?
I'm going to have Mike D. look up the Home Alone scene.
Well, Bones, I've researched this.
Okay, Eddie, go ahead.
Yeah, so it's not a real movie. It's a fake movie that they use in Home Alone to do that. And he says something like, you dirty little rascal or something like that.
Okay. You dirty rat.
Like, yeah, something like that. You dirty
okay,
rat.
Okay, well, he sounds just like that okay. guy. Shoot, what is it?
It's play the clip again, number three.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
It's The Godfather. The one the Lunchbox was just talking about.
Yeah, right when he played it, man. I was like, oh, man, that was nice.
I've never seen Godfather.
The one in Home Alone is, you filthy animal.
Yeah, that's it, you filthy animal.
Oh, yeah.
Because he says it again later, yeah.
Oh, he sounds just like that guy.
Okay, Lunchbox, you're up. Here's clip number four. Name the movie by the famous one-liner.
Toto, I have a feeling we're not in Kansas anymore.
I'm going to play it again here. Listen again.
Toto, I have a feeling we're not in Kansas anymore.
Man, the Yellow Brick Road. The Wizard of Oz!
Correct! Lunchbox takes the lead.
Yeah.
Amy, ready?
Ready.
Next clip, name the movie.
There's no crying! There's no crying in baseball!
Oh, Amy's mouthing along with
yeah,
it. She feels like she knows
it. I know
it.
The line.
Okay, play it again, please.
There's no crying! There's no crying in baseball!
I mean, I know the quote, but...
You got
it,
this.
Is it Sandlot?
Oh, no.
Amy.
Well, okay, Amy. What is it? Am I
well,
gonna...
in Home Alone, he's watching a baseball movie.
Good one, Bones.
No, oh. It's a League of Their Own with Tom Hanks.
Okay. Man, I've just lost it.
Lunchbox, you got this. We went with this one right here. Ready?
Okay, I'm going to do my best.
All right, here we go.
Get busy living or get busy dying.
Hit it again.
Get busy living or get busy dying.
My good friend, Annie Dufresne. Shawshank Redemption!
Yes! Woo! Give the guy his Clint song right here. Winner! Here. Come on.
Man.
Come on.
That was good. That was fun. I like
big
that
victory.
Movie.
The Bobby Bones Show.
I was reading this story about a guy who drained his bank account. He had $3,200 in savings, and he spent all that money to buy tickets to win the lottery, and he didn't win.
Oh,
man.
He spent his whole Not only did he spend over $3,000 on tickets, he also wrote about it on Facebook before he did it, saying, hey, you guys, wish me luck. He posted a picture of the receipt and said, I just spent all my bank account on Mega Millions. I need to hit this. This will change my life. And when I hit it, I will donate at least half of it. This would be huge and very life-changing. Please pray. You know what? Also, if you're asking people to pray for you, how about it be for, like, real reasons?
But he's going to donate half.
And you know what? He wasn't going to donate half. Let's be honest. He wasn't going to donate half of that. But he spent his whole savings account on the lottery. Which is the odds are like 1 in 323 million or something. So one person won the big $1.6 billion lottery from South Carolina.
One
I saw
person.
Another story. Excuse me?
One person. That just eats me up.
There was another story where they posted a picture on Reddit where someone posted their ticket and they had missed every number by like one number. So they had 63 and 62 was drawn. They had 66, 65 was drawn.
Ugh.
They had 69 and 70 was drawn.
Wow.
And they had, you know, six, but they had five for the Mega Ball. They missed it by one number. Isn't that crazy?
That is.
The ticket was worth nothing, obviously, because, yeah.
Yeah. But
you don't
it's just
get anything
fun.
For that.
Yeah.
Isn't that funny, though? Someone posted their story. They said, back in the 80s, my mom bought a ticket for a big lottery drawing. She got five of the six numbers. The sixth number was off by one. If it was her age and had she... Her birthday was just a few weeks before, and she had used her birthday.
Oh.
And then she almost would have won. She won $1,500 instead of winning the millions.
Mm. Thanks, oh. Plus.
Like, Lunchbox wants us to get in now for another one of these things. What's the one coming up?
The Powerball. The drawing is on Saturday, and it's up to $750 million.
I'm kind of done and exhausted with wasting my money in the lottery for a while.
Well, no, because listen... Everybody was buying the Mega Millions because it was in the billions, and the Powerball hadn't been getting a lot of press, so this is our chance to sneak up on it and win.
I was doing it for the social factor. I thought it was fun as a group. Like, we were doing something together, right? That was why we got in the lottery.
Yes.
Something to talk about. It was fun. I'm not chasing every lottery.
Well, but this one is big.
Yes.
Oh, boy. Now Amy's on board.
See, that's what
I know,
I'm saying.
I never play the lottery, but I only did the billion one once. So I've only, yeah, I just put in money once, right?
Right, 750 million. Isn't that pretty good?
I mean, it's not bad.
Exactly what I'm saying.
You guys are nuts, man. You gotta go, I owe you $20 too, right, Amy?
No, I got you. It's fine.
Whoa. No, I owe you $20.
But yeah, you're going to over 40 now that we're going to do the Powerball.
Yeah, do you want me to spot you on this?
Okay.
Yeah!
Okay.
Goodness. Wait, when do we owe you? Right now?
Yeah, right now, because the drawing's tomorrow.
Okay, let me get it. But
what? I'm going to go broke. What?
No, I
no,
just
you're not. You're going to go 750 million.
Go ahead, Amy.
You gotta pay to play, you know? You gotta spend money to make money.
But this is not how you make money playing the lottery. This is like a fun thing.
It's time for the good news.
With Bobby.
Tell me something good.
Okay, listen to this, Amy. This is funny. A woman named Lisa was trying to call for help for her brother. He'd had surgery a few days earlier, was having some complications. The problem was, she lived out of state, and she had to get some help to him in a different state, which was Nebraska. So, she calls, but instead of calling the right number, she accidentally calls Jimmy John's, the sandwich place.
Yeah.
The manager at the Jimmy John's realized it was a mistake, and so he's like, hey, let me still help. So, he sent someone to pick up Lisa's brother and take him to the hospital.
What? That's amazing.
Lisa and her brother are extremely grateful for those, they say, Nebraska nice folks that went out of their way. So, yeah, it's just a guy, Jimmy John's, who was like, oh, yeah, somebody needs help. That's also a very Midwestern, Southern sensibility type thing.
Mm-hmm.
Like, who needs help? Okay, may not know them, but I'm going to go help them. So, I like that story right there. And Jimmy John's, they're fast, huh?
Yeah.
Isn't that their thing?
Yeah.
Freaky fast.
Freaky fast. Yeah. That's right. There you go. That's what it's all about right there. That's a good one.
That was Tell Me Something Good.
Folks, it's your buddy and mine,
Mr. Bobby Bones.
Let's go. Transmitting across America.
This is the Bobby Bones Show.
That's right.
Now, here he is.
Turn it up.
Come on, Bobby.
Oh, the Pistol Annie's about to come in. Miranda Lambert, Ashley Monroe, Angelina Presley. They're going to be in studio in the next 5-7 minutes or so. But let's go over to Amy first with the Morning Corny. Here we go.
The Morning Corny.
Why shouldn't you trust Adams?
Why shouldn't you trust Adams?
They make up everything.
Huh?
They make up everything.
ATOMS. Adams make up everything.
I mean, come on. You just have to...
Oh, man.
Yeah, crick her up.
No!
Crick her up, boys.
What? Oh, my gosh. My chemistry teacher is probably loving it, and Lunchbox didn't get it.
Some of us cheated through chemistry. So.
Shout out, Miss Colmia.
Also, I thought you were talking about, like Adam from the Bible, Adam Ant.
That's what I was thinking. I was trying to think of all the Adams I know. I was like, they make things up?
Adam Levine. I was like, dang. All right, well, that's the Morning Corny. Thank you, Amy.
That was the Morning Corny.
The Friday Morning Conversation.
With Pistol Annie's.
Yeah. Ashley Monroe, Miranda Lambert, Angelina Presley, Pistol Annie's are walking down the hallway. And I do believe they're walking in right now. Here they come. There's quite the hubbub walking down the hall with them. Hi, guys. There they are. Hey. Have a seat. What up? Yeah, grab some chairs.
Hello, everybody.
Hi.
Hi, Ashley. I'll give you guys all hugs, or we're live right now, so I can't.
You have to work.
Hi, Miranda. Hi, Angela.
Hi.
Everybody good?
Hello.
Yeah. Yeah?
Great.
Well, look at you three all back together again.
We're back.
Yeah.
Back.
How's that? Is it when you guys get back together, is it kind of fun and exciting and inspirational again? Are you like creatively inspired again? Or is it kind of like you just kind of fall back and it's like, okay, this is comfortable? Like, what is it like jumping back together? Ashley, I'll come to you first.
I think that we always like want to bring our best when we're riding with each other because we're all genuinely fans of each other. And this time it's like 5 years had gone by and there was so much life lived. So we were excited to get together and like catch up and.
Like a raging, cozy fire.
Yeah?
Yes, that's right.
It's been 5 years?
Yeah.
It's been that long?
Yeah.
So what's the trigger where you go, okay, we should actually, because I'm sure you guys all stay friends and so you all talk, but what's like, hey, we should actually professionally set aside time, because it's a thing where you have to set aside time for a project. What actually makes that happen?
It was a song this time around.
Yeah.
It was when I was his wife. Oh. That's what started the ball rolling.
And so how does that work?
I was riding by myself at my farm, and we had been texting back and forth. Like, we see each other anyway, but sometimes it's not for work, you know, or riding or with a mission. And I wrote like a verse and a chorus of When I Was His Wife, and I was like, this is an Annie song. So I sent it to them too. And within 5 minutes, they both texted me back a verse. So I put it all down and made a song out of it and sent it back to them.
So you guys wrote a song in three different places, not even in the studio, just from your iPhones.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you guys just called it Annie's, right? Because Pistol.
We say Annie's. It's too much. Too lazy.
That's true.
So this would be the third record when it's finally out, huh?
Yeah.
Third album. Mm-hmm. When you guys play shows, again, it's such an adjustment because you're all three strong, awesome solo artists. Like, when you guys are picking who's going to do what, singing what, is that ever a thing? How do you decide who does what in the group?
I don't know either.
It just happens. We just go to a part naturally. It's
and then we
weird.
Have to go learn it.
Yeah, then we'll have
to learn it. When we're doing shows now, we have to actually go listen to our records and go, where did I sing? Was I high or low? What songs was I lead on?
And Miranda and I sound just alike now. We've been singing for so many years, just for fun. I couldn't tell when I was writing notes. I couldn't tell who was singing harmony or lead. It was really weird.
When you guys came together the first time, what inspired you guys to actually get together as a real life group where you go out and you tour and you make a record? Just being friends and feeling creatively inspired?
Yeah, but we always knew that it was more than just three girls who love writing. Like, we kind of knew instantly the first time we all three hung out that it was a group. Which is kind of weird that we even knew that, but we did. We knew that we were supposed to do something together.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You said this next record's more adult, more grown up. Is that true?
Probably.
A little bit.
You guys talking about insurance and stuff? Insurance.
Yeah, we're selling insurance and getting 401ks lined out.
Yes.
And,
bunch of babies, ex-husbands.
We have two ex-husbands. Cats. We have, I'll do the list.
Okay. Yeah.
We have stats.
Yeah.
We have two ex-husbands, two husbands, two kids, one on the way, and 25 animals.
Yeah.
That's quite the overhead.
Yeah.
Not even just production.
We got a lot of mouths to feed.
Let me play a song here. This is called Got My Name Change Back. Here you go.
Got my name changed back.
Fun.
Yeah.
This song is about no one of us.
It was so hard to write.
Band.
We couldn't relate to it at all. We really were reaching.
I feel like you're being super facetious in tone there.
The Friday Morning Conversation with Pistol Annie's.
So you three will go to your farm or wherever you're writing, and you'll go, we're going to spend 2 or 3 days, and we're just going to write. Now, does that mean you wake up and start writing, or do you go and live life a little bit and then start writing?
Ashley's a morning writer. Angie and I are kind of slowly.
Put that guitar down, you dummy.
Yeah, she's playing in the morning, come on, give us a minute.
Yeah.
I go outside. Last time, Angie's asleep.
I've got so many melodies.
I do.
I've got a punch in the face.
She couldn't stand it. It was pitch black dark in there. I was I have to record this melody. It was so loud, and it was so good. I was I can't wake him up. And I got the guitar and was trying to peek, get out the curtain without any light coming
in. We're
I have to harvest them. And then later when
it's always
their mood's right, I'll present some ideas.
I waking up and just seeing the wreckage from last night. I'm like, what? Mm-hmm. How many hours do we need to clean first?
We take pictures of it sometimes.
Yeah, we do.
When it's lots of things and trash and snacks.
I'm so intrigued by the dynamic of the group because you're all three strong solo artists, and then you have to kind of get into a different role like you do. It's it's a team. Now you're a team. Do you each have your own, when you tour, do you have your own bus, each of you, or do you?
Oh, no.
Never.
Oh,
my gosh.
Really?
Someone gave us individual dressing rooms the other day, and we freaked out. We're like, no, whose room are we meeting in?
We'd rather be together.
All in her dressing room.
Yeah, it was real big.
How about this one here? This is Best Years of My Life.
I'm gonna mix a drink and try to drown this worthlessness. Call mom and tell her I'm all right. Well, he don't love me, but he ain't gone yet. These are the best years of my life.
How'd this song, tell me the process, the inspiration. Somebody walks into a room with this idea. Walk me through this one here.
This was a morning melody.
A morning melody from Ashley? Yeah.
Yes. See?
No, before we had gotten together this time, it was around Christmas last year, and I just had a baby, and I was just not having the best time in life. I didn't feel very good, you know? It's just a lot. And I was wrapping, I remember I was wrapping Christmas presents, and that melody came in my mind, that it would be a good day for a recreational Percocet, and then best year, but these are the best years of my life. So I recorded that down, and then I remember, like, thinking that I need to write that with Annie's. And then whatever, months went by, and then we're at the farm, and Miranda's friend was texting, and she lives in their hometown, and she's awesome. She's beautiful, but she's got like 4 kids, right? Mm-hmm. And we were texting her and just said, how are you? We missed her. We were bridesmaids in her wedding. And she was like, write a song about an overworked housewife that's tired and, you know, needs 1 second of her own and blah, blah, blah. And I was like, oh, I have an idea. So we wrote that pretty fast after mm-hmm. we texted back and forth with Lacey. And I like it because, like, it makes people laugh when they first hear, you know, the recreational Percocet. It's kind of funny. But it's kind of sad in a way, but it's also a reminder. Like, sometimes I remind myself, these are the best years of your life. Like, chill. Honestly. Like, don't be so sad.
Do you ever wake up and or have to wake up because of a song and put it in your phone? Do you ever have to, like, oh, whoa, I'm awake. Now I need to sing something into my phone real quick.
All the time.
Yeah, all the time.
The worst is when you dream a song and then you forget
it. I can't ever remember it.
I know.
Hate it.
I've done that with jokes before where, for my stand-up act, and I'm like, oh, I had this, I can't remember the punchline. Like, I can't, and I'm just like, oh, no, it was so good. And
of course.
But maybe it really wasn't. Maybe I just dreamed that I thought of a really funny joke. Yeah. And I really didn't think of anything that
funny.
Maybe
our songs in our dreams suck anyway.
They might.
But you know what song was written from a dream was Shake the Sugar Tree?
Oh, yeah.
And like Pantelis?
Uh-huh.
Yeah. Wait, is that what she says?
The writer, who wrote that?
Oh, I forgot, but I know deep down.
I don't remember, but she said she woke up and wrote the whole thing down on her nightstand and woke up the next morning and couldn't believe she had written it down. Like, wow.
Then you wake up and you have a great song written. I would have thought somebody else had broken into my house, written the song, and then I just found it if I find a full song written beside my bed.
Ashley and I used to do it. We need to start doing this again where we'd send each other our notes, like any notes, but the reason we'd send it is because of the time code. like there's just weird. You write really weird stuff in your notes sometimes.
Yeah.
I feel like in your phone,
oh,
you know?
Your phone notes.
Your phone notes.
Mine are like,
so we need it. Yeah. Yeah. But then it's like, it'll be like bacon, eggs, orange juice, you know, grocery list. Yeah, and then right under that, like a great song idea that I must have thought of right then.
The other day, I found one that was like 2 in the morning, which I don't even know why I was up at 2 in the morning because I'm not anymore. But all it said was white van. I was like, what?
They found one in my notebook and it said, at the top it said goals. And then number 1, learn to set and accomplish goals.
Oh, wow. That was your first goal to set goals.
And then
goals.
There was nothing else.
Yes.
And then nothing else.
Are you guys writing, not even together, but just generally, I wonder how much you guys write. 2-3 times a week? That's
I've
a little
been
much
writing
now.
A bunch just because I've got a fire.
I
right
have
now.
To. Fetus eating half, like I'm thinking for 2.
Yeah.
I don't really get a turn a lot.
So, Ashley, you're writing a lot right now?
Yes. Who knew having a baby would set me on fire? I think it's the splash of innocence that's back in my life. I haven't seen in a while. But I'm like, I really am on fire, I think.
She's probably the most prolific mm-hmm. of all of us. Like, she's always in the mood to write.
I have to hunker down and drink alone to even get in the mood.
I have to be, like, totally, like, I have to be.
For a lot of things.
Like, the right time in my cycle. And like
me too.
The right combination of chemicals.
Me, my best shows are my cycle, right in the middle.
Right
of
the middle.
Yeah, right
super
in the
emotional.
Middle.
Yeah.
So let's say that everyone's
ovulation,
going.
Ovulation, baby.
I'm not even going to respond to that one.
You really can't.
Yeah, there's really nothing
it's
to
done.
Say there.
It's girl power.
Pistol Annies are here. When everyone comes to the farm, do you have the whole thing like catered up? Do you have food sent out like a few days?
One time I did, and one time I cooked.
You
I'm
make
not
it.
Good.
And it's, she
I'm not that good at
you
cooking.
Cook?
I don't like to cook. I actually
that
hate
breakfast
it.
Breakfast you made was
I'm good
really
at breakfast.
Good.
What's your mm-hmm. specialty?
Just straight up, bacon. You know, eggs and bacon. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You bake the bacon.
I bake the bacon.
Crispy. Yeah.
You bake the bacon. I don't know if I've ever had
the bacon.
Bake the bacon,
and it's good. Extra crispy, and it doesn't smoke up the whole house.
See? Mm-hmm.
That's my one cooking show
but
tip.
You still get the smell without the smoke and the grease.
Yeah.
You watch cooking shows?
Yeah. I don't really watch TV that much, but I have watched cooking shows.
You watch? Does Netflix count as TV for you? Will you count that
like
as television?
But I just binge, and then I won't watch something for 2 months. And then I'll binge, like Ozark, I just binged it.
Did you watch second season?
Yeah.
You love it?
I loved it.
It reminds me of home because I grew up in Arkansas. Mm-hmm. And, you know, people are like, Ozark, that's crazy. Look at the people. I'm like, I lived in a trailer. Like, that was home for me. Mm-hmm. Like, I relate to the Ozark people that live in the Ozarks more than I do the Jason Bateman character who, like, goes into the Ozarks mm-hmm. with all the money. It's a good show, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, I love it.
What are you watching, Ashley? Anything good?
My eyelids when I can. Yeah. Honestly, God, I told her she came over yesterday. We both got massages at my house. On. And the TV was off. I didn't have any music on. And I was just sitting there, like, in silence. And I was like, I'm sorry. If you want music or TV, go for it. But he's asleep. But I'm just going to sit here. And I look out my window like Mrs. Kravitz, my neighbors.
She is Mrs. Kravitz bad. Like, you go over there and she's got a towel on her head and she's like opening her curtains and shut them. And I'm like, what are you doing?
Yeah.
Snooping.
Investigating.
Ashley, I saw you're playing Stagecoach.
I know.
Yeah, look at you.
I know.
You know, I'm a massive fan.
Thanks, Bobby.
You know, thank you.
Like, I'm a big Ashley Monroe fan. I'm a big fan of all three of you guys.
Thank you.
The single has got my name changed back.
Got my name changed back.
Good to see you all. Look at this. New pistol handies.
Bobby Bones.
Yeah.
Hey, how was Haitian night at your house last night?
So amazing. It's crazy how food can just bring so much joy.
So Amy has two kids. They were adopted from Haiti. One's 11. She's 11. And her little boy's 8. And so the purpose is, what, to kind of keep a bit of their culture into their life once a week?
100%. When we got the kids, we knew we wanted to implement this in our life, but obviously you have to meet the right people. And we finally, just these people fell into our lives. His wife is a teacher here in Nashville, American woman. She tutors the kids. And then she's married to a Haitian who, you know, has all the culture and speaks all the things, so they can come over and speak English and Creole to our kids. And then the husband finally cooked some of their favorite things, which for my daughter is pate and then pickles, which is like spicy coleslaw, and rice and beans, like legit Haitian style, way better than I do.
Does it make them happy to eat the food? Does it remind them of home?
Yes. And I just saw food makes my daughter shine. Like, she's pretty, she has like the most amazing personality, but at times she can be pretty shy and closed off. But when it comes to food, she really opens up. Like, it was something that connected with her where I was like, okay, this is legit. Like, we'll continue to do this because totally her jam. And it just warmed my heart to see them so happy, which it makes sense. Like, I have foods from my childhood that when I eat, it's like nostalgic. So I'm glad we can do that for him. And I'm so thankful for this couple that we met.
It's funny you bring that up because, like, for about 15 seconds, talk about where you grew up and then tell me what food reminds you of that. And we'll go around the room. Amy, you go first.
Well, so I like to think of when my dad lived with us because he left when I was 8. But before he left, I remember Saturday mornings, he would drive. We lived in South Austin. He would drive to Buda to this place and get chorizo. And he would come back and he would make like chorizo breakfast tacos. And I mean, I don't even eat meat anymore, but I guarantee you if I had a chorizo breakfast taco, I would take one bite of that and be taken back to my, like, a happy childhood memory.
That's crazy.
Yeah. What about
That's
you?
It's crazy how that works. So my grandma raised me for a long time, and I grew up in a really tiny town in Arkansas. A lot of Mountain Pine, Arkansas, some, like, a town called Jesseville, Arkansas. And my grandma would make these chicken fried steaks and white gravy with mashed potatoes and fried okra.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's why that's still my favorite meal. If you remember once, your mom made that for me for my birthday.
She did. And she
did.
Yeah.
It was awesome.
She loved doing that.
Such a fantastic, that was one of my favorite birthdays because I was like, I'm not doing, you know how I do. I'm not.
Yeah.
I was like, yeah, I'm just going to sit at home and feel sorry for myself.
And I remember it was just like my mom, me, you, Lunchbox,
yeah,
Softball Ricky, maybe a couple other people. And that was special. I loved it.
It was special. Yeah. It's one of the most special birthdays I've ever had. Aww. And your mom made me chicken fried steak. And I was like, man. And I still remember it so vividly. But that's probably my meal. So mm-hmm. when I go to Cracker Barrel and I order the chicken fried steak with white gravy, like, that's just because it's home.
Yeah.
Like, that's my death row meal. Not to go morbid, but, you know, you get your one meal left.
You're going to go that?
Before, yeah. Lunchbox, what about you?
Growing up in Austin, let's just say my parents were not chefs. They didn't cook ever, so we had fast food and just ate terribly or at the ballpark. So the food that reminds me of childhood the most is pizza, because my dad loves pizza, and he would order pizza 2 times a week. And so whenever I think about pizza, I think about when I was a kid, my dad ordered all the time. I didn't even eat pizza for like 8 years after I moved out of my parents' house.
Because it was so much?
Because I was so over pizza because my dad loved pizza so much. But that is the food I would say I associate with my childhood the most.
That's cool. I like this segment. This is a fun segment. Uh-huh. That's cool about your kid. I want to come over for Haitian night once I finish all this stuff.
Okay.
Yeah, and do that.
That would be awesome.
That sounds fun. I was talking to Amy away from the show. I was like, man, I miss the kids. I just haven't been around because I've been in California back. And when I'm in Nashville, it's just like, get work done, you know?
Yeah.
So, yeah, I can't wait to see
them. Things will slow down soon, maybe.
Hopefully, yeah, right?
It's time for the good news.
With Lunchbox.
Tell me something good.
A South Carolina police officer was on duty driving through the neighborhood when he sees this little boy out playing football. But he's playing by himself. He's throwing it up to himself. Run, catch it. Throw it up, run, and catch it. He's like, man, that poor kid probably just wants someone to throw the football with. So he pulls over the cruiser, gets out, and plays catch with the kid. And the kid said, yeah, my dad works long hours, and my friends didn't come over. So the cop is just doing it a good deed, trying to make him feel good.
Love
my
it.
Friends didn't come over. That poor kid. Sounds like me. I threw a lot of ball to myself. I ended up buying, I went to Mode Yards and bought a net that you throw the ball into and it throws it back to you because no one will play catch with me either. I wish there had been a police officer stop and play catch with me.
I've told y'all before what my dad used to do when he was a kid and he needed to train for football and he had nobody to play with.
What?
Okay, so he grew up in a really teeny tiny town and he loved football and he needed to practice like getting tackled. So he would tie a rope around his ankle, tie the other end to a tree, put the ball in real tight, and then he'd take off running until the rope caught up and it'd make him fall. But he'd practice. That was his way of practicing holding on to the ball.
You know, whatever so, works.
Yeah. I mean, if you're ever in a bind, my dad, you know, he was pretty good.
That's pretty cool. And I want to say the officer's name. I may say it wrong. His officer, T. Billikasani. Don't know if that's correct, but that's,
shout
I want to give
out.
A, you know,
I'm
going to
bet it's not, but good try. All right, there he is. What's all about right there.
That was Tell Me Something Good. Bobby Bone,
come on. Remember when the news had all the killer clown sightings like a year ago?
Yes, it was creepy.
Just randomly clowns were showing up in March. And they were these nutty looking disturbed clowns. Well, now law enforcement's out going, okay, the killer clowns are back. A bit because Halloween and people think it's funny. But I've met so many people that are afraid of clowns. And I don't know if that's just a cool thing to say. Like, but because who's really afraid of a clown?
I'm not.
Right, me either. Just somebody in makeup, right?
I mean, yeah, I really don't think that there's anything to be scared of, but I think it's a childhood trauma thing that lives with people.
Well, I was reading this list about the things that most Americans are scared of the biggest phobias. Number five, I'm totally in on number five, is needles. Whew. I can't give blood. My eyes roll into my head a bit with any needle at all. If I even see any, I can't even see a needle. Number four is actually blood. Blood doesn't bother me.
Blood bothers my husband.
Oh, wait. Really?
I know. Oh, he probably doesn't want me saying this.
Your husband who... military husband?
Yeah. Military, like yes. I mean, I don't... I know when he's in work mode, I know he's seen things where he's probably just had to, like, suck it up and work. But, like, you know how here, even just talking about my period, I can't even talk about it. He can't handle it at all whatsoever. And then also... one time his friend like broke his leg or elbow or something and my husband passed out.
Oh, wow. Look at you just throwing him on Front Street like that. Like that story could have not been told and we'd have had the same fun segment, but that's funny.
But then I swear he must have some like altar thing where when he's at work, I know he can muscle through it because obviously you have to if you're in the military, but crazy, yeah. Huh?
Five needles, four blood. Number three, I'm buying into this one. Heights. Ugh.
I mean, I'm scared of heights. Yeah.
I do not like heights. That's why when I jumped out of that airplane, it was a big deal to me.
Yeah, like,
I went up into the arch in St. Louis, and I was like, get me out of here, man. This is not for me.
Where did we go, Lunchbox, that one time? Where were we? In Chicago?
Yeah.
Sears Tower. It's not called Sears Tower anymore, but yes.
Yes, no, but it's the floor is glass,
yeah.
And everything is glass, and, you know, oh, gosh.
I didn't like that.
No.
Number two is snakes.
Oh,
yeah, I mean, I don't like them, but...
I'm not scared of them because I grew up in the woods. So not a big deal to me, but Lunchbox hates snakes.
I got chills just when you said the word.
And then number one is bugs. Most Americans are afraid of bugs, mostly spiders.
I mean,
what do you think about that?
I don't like them.
But are you scared of them? Like, do you freak out?
Yeah. And especially if I find them crawling on me, or if I'm sleeping in the middle of the night and I feel something on me and then I wake up and I know it was a roach or something. Yes, I freak.
Wait, why are there roaches crawling on you at night in your
that
house?
That has never happened to y'all before.
Oh, I don't know. That came to you pretty quick.
Yeah, because it's happened. I mean, I've legit, like, something crawled on me in my sleep and I turned on my lamp and then I looked over and I saw a roach in the room. So I was like, well, that has to be what crawled over me and now I'm disgusted. Bobby Bones.
Yeah. John Mayer did an iHeartRadio theater show the other night. I went, and he played Your Body's a Wonderland, which he doesn't always play. And that's like Eddie's favorite song, which is weird.
That's so really good. One of the few that I know.
Yeah. But as he was playing it, all I can think about is you guys. We were like, this is my favorite John Mayer song.
It's the best.
But he played this, and it was a small theater setting. And he played Slow Dancing in a Burning Room. I was with him probably a half hour before the show started, and he says, I just wrote a song. He said, I think I'm going to play it tonight. It's a new song. And I was like, what do you mean you just wrote it? He goes, well, I just like finished it today. And he was doing a national radio thing. I was like, you're just going to play it? And he's like, yeah. And he went out and he played this brand new song. It was crazy.
How was
it?
Awesome.
It was just him sitting there with a little box. It was a cool thing. And then I took like 8 friends with me. So, because I work for iHeartRadio. It's like my company.
Yeah.
And they know I'm a huge John Mayer fan. And so we left from dance practice. And I had done a podcast with Lindsey Stirling prior to that. And so I was like, come over. And Sharna came over and another dance partner came over. And Candace Cameron Bure was there. Like, it was awesome. We had a great time. It was good.
That's good. I'm glad you got out and did something besides just dancing.
I know. But I did it with all the Dancing with the Stars people.
That's fine.
Grocery Store Joe and Kendall were there.
Uh-huh.
And I think he's going to come on the show Monday. So we all just hung out in the balcony. And it was like the first year. I know, it was so awesome because I did a human thing. Go ahead.
Well, yeah. I mean, I'm glad it was like an opportunity. I mean, you love John Mayer, so it was perfect. It made sense. I don't think you would have taken time away from dance just to go do anything, but...
Only 2 people, John Mayer or Garth Brooks.
Mm-hmm.
And it was John Mayer. And it was cool. And John Mayer's like eternally coolish young, even though he's 40. Like, he still seems cool and young. Does he not or no?
100%.
Let's ask Morgan number 2 because she's 25 years old. Morgan number 2, John Mayer is 40. You're 25. Does he seem older to you or is he just cool?
No, not at all. He seems totally cool. Somebody I would love to hang out with. See?
Right?
Yeah, he's got that fresh vibe.
Yeah, so it's a good show.
That means like young, right?
I don't know. I thought you were just making something up.
No, so, fresh.
Yeah, we did that. And then otherwise I've just been dancing. Dancing.
Let's see.
Dance.
If you take this thing to the bank.
What thing?
Dancing with the Stars. Let's say you get the mirror ball.
Okay.
Like, you have less than 4 weeks of dancing left in your... less than 4 weeks of dancing left, right?
Yeah, but I don't know if people expect me to make it very far from here.
Oh, my gosh. Like, some people didn't expect you to make it this far, and look at you.
Yeah, I mean, that's our listeners. Like, if we all band together, I think I can go pretty good. Because I'm going to get a little better each week, but I'm not going to be as good as some of the people on the show.
True.
Ever.
Yeah.
So
and
it'll
you know
be interesting
that,
to see.
Like you, yeah. It's not like you're living in like La La Land thinking that.
I am living in La La Land right now. Mike D and
oh, wait,
I.
You literally are, yeah.
This is the weird thing about my life right now. Mike D, our producer, and I, we are living in a tiny 2-bedroom apartment in a part of California. I mean, it's like college. We don't have food in the refrigerator. We order food sent to the house every night. It's like I'm 19 again. And so I don't really know anybody. I'm lost all the time. It's like when I first went to college. And so the crazy thing is, I mentioned all those people that came out. Like, what life am I living where the girl from Full House is coming to a show to watch John Mayer where I just talked to? It's such a weird time in my life right now because I'm not cool. Like, I grew up in Mountain Pine, Arkansas. And now all of a sudden, I'm with DJ Tanner from Full House. And the Dancing with the Stars people watching John Mayer and talking to John Mayer before a show.
Yeah.
Like, what is happening with this thing?
I don't know.
Well, I don't want people new listening to be like, oh, this Bobby guy, he's cool. He's got it all figured out.
Oh, yeah, no.
No, yeah.
Nah.
No, not at all. You don't think
no,
so?
No, but I mean, no. If new people are listening, they need to know that this is just, yeah, that you recognize, like, well, pinch me, what is my life?
Yeah, like, what is
and
this
life?
And
that you're just, like, rolling with it. You're figuring it out. And you're definitely, like, not cool. When you are in those moments in your head, you're probably thinking, like, I'm so not cool enough to be here right now.
Oh, no. John Mayer and I were in a room, just us two, talking for, like, 25. I was trying to play it cool. I didn't even ask for a picture, right?
Oh, yeah.
Because I know I kind of know him a little bit, but not enough to, like, be totally cool. So the whole time I'm like, oh, I sure would like to get a picture, but I don't want to ask because I don't want to be the guy who's, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, it was a good night. People were asking why I didn't talk about it yesterday. I don't know. It didn't come up.
Now you're just living it?
Now I'm just, yeah, I can get away from it and live it.
Yeah. Whoa. The Bobby
Bones Show. Here's Amy's pile of stories.
So back in the day, we had MySpace. In case you're young, you don't really know what that is, but it was cool. You could put your friends in top eight. You would go to someone's page and be playing their favorite song. It was awesome. Well, now Facebook's going to start doing that. Let you
what?
Play music.
Doing what?
You can play music on your page.
Hmm. Okay. I'm into it. But MySpace ended up, it was just too much.
Yeah, there was definitely a lot going on. No word on if Facebook's going to adopt like the whole top eight thing. I was just throwing that in there because it's MySpace. But you can go and like whatever mood you're in, you just add that song to your page. So when people go, they feel your vibe.
It's kind of annoying though if your sound is on and you go to a page and all of a sudden a song starts blaring when you weren't ready for it.
Oh, good point. They better have the option to, they should just keep it mute unless you want to know what they're listening to.
Now we're talking. Yeah, why aren't we on the board of Facebook? We would be good at that.
They should call us.
Yeah. All right, what else, Amy?
I'm so excited because tomorrow is the greatest day ever. Saturday, October 27th, Hallmark Christmas movies officially back. I've been waiting months for this.
Really?
Yeah.
Hallmark what do Christmas- you like? What's a Hallmark Christmas movie that you like?
Oh, Bobby, I don't remember like the names of them, but Candace Cameron, your girl, she is in Hallmark Christmas movies. They're just warm and inviting and cozy, and they take place in a small town. Normally, a girl from a big city ends up in a small town and falls in love with just a normal guy there that chops down Christmas trees for a living. And I mean, it's so romantic. I'm like the least romantic person ever, but yeah. Tomorrow night, that's when they start back. And then every Saturday leading up till Christmas, you'll have like Christmas movies.
I like how Candace Cameron's my girl.
She
Listen,
is. She's your friend?
By the way, she's married.
Yes, I meant like your girl.
No, I know.
Friend.
Anybody that I'm seen with, I'm dating at this point. And she was up in the John Mayer. We were at John Mayer together a couple nights ago. And mm-hmm. people were like, oh, like every single person that I'm with, I'm now dating.
Oh, which so is, you're just clarifying it's not her.
I'm clarifying. What else, Amy?
Well, hold on. The film they're going to show on Saturday, I Googled it, the movie. And all these are Hallmark originals. Bobby, you'd be so into these. It's called Christmas at Pemberley Manor, which Manor means it's probably some like big house out.
You call it Manor? I call it Manor.
Is it Manor?
I don't
I'm
know.
Dumb.
I don't know if that's true. It could be called Manor. I don't know, but I would
it
call
really
it like...
It really is Manor.
Okay.
I'm dumb. Never mind. Oh my gosh, and I'm looking at what it's about, and it's a New York event planner is sent out to a quaint small town to organize their holiday festival. Boom! What did I tell you?
Big city, small town.
I can write these movies.
There you go. Okay, what else,
Okay,
Amy?
The last thing is... Oh, it is Manor. Okay, the last thing is Prince Harry and Meghan Markle. They're currently in Fiji, and they attended this black tie event hosted by the prime minister, and the prince was spotted doing a toast and like holding up his drink, but it was water, not wine or champagne. Some people were like, oh, is he not drinking because Meghan's now pregnant and she can't drink? So he might be under this thing where he's like legit not drinking for the 9 months. And I didn't know if the guys on this show gave up drinking because when their wives were pregnant.
Lunchbox, did you give up drinking?
Nope.
Eddie?
No chance.
Did either of your wives still drink when they were pregnant?
No.
Nope. No chance.
Oh. Some women at some point, I don't know if it's the beginning or the end, can have wine. Like doctors say it's okay.
Lunchbox did stop drinking whenever he had scoliosis.
Tuberculosis.
Hepatitis. Oh.
Tuberculosis. I had to take medicine 9 months every day. I had to take a pill and you couldn't drink while you're on that pill. So I had to give it up for 9 months. It was a long 9 months.
Okay. Well,
I had to give up. I couldn't drink when I took Accutane.
Oh, yeah?
For your face, because it's so hard on your liver that if you add alcohol to the mix, like, your liver's just shot.
Well,
but you don't,
thank you
Bobby
for your stories and your love of, well, I don't, what, drink?
Well, you don't drink, so if your wife ever gets pregnant, I don't know, I just thought if Prince Harry's doing this, it's very sweet.
I'm wearing a fake baby belly for 9 months just so I can feel what she feels. Just wait
You're
for
gonna
it.
Go all in.
Yeah, I'm all in.
Okay, I'm Amy. That's my file.
The Bobby Bones Show.
What's up for you this weekend, Amy?
Doggy Llama today, as you know. And that's our little dog whisperer that's coming over. And then, I don't know, I guess hanging out with the family. Getting everybody geared up for Halloween next week and hanging out with our dog. Just being a family. We're pumped about that.
What's up with your Halloween costume?
My husband and I, kids are done. They're final. My husband and I are finalizing ours this weekend. So, me, Wonder Woman, him, Batman, I assume.
I saw your son as Captain America on your Instagram story. Is that what he is?
Yes, and he's so excited. We've walked the dog like a couple times since he got the costume, and he wears it.
He's already wearing it.
Oh, yeah. He went to wear it, and he walks around the neighborhood like making sure everything's good. He's like, it's okay, Mom. If somebody comes, I will kill them. And I was like, no. I don't know. No, you don't have to kill them. He's like, what? I'm Captain America. And so I'm like, let's just take a gentler approach. Captain America doesn't kill people.
He didn't have a shield. You're like, where's your shield? He was like, I don't know.
I know. And then he ran and got it. And he feel like something about it. It just goes to show sometimes just simply by putting something on, you feel more awesome.
I hope that's the case because I'm training all weekend for this Halloween dance.
Oh, yeah.
And it's bigger number because I have something. I have to dance in the opening act. It's all live too. So, and then I have my Halloween. But I have this big costume on, like as an evil man. And there's nothing like evil or menacing about me.
Yeah, but you
and
just have
hopefully
to
hopefully I put it on and it turns me into like. Argh.
Yeah, well, it's working growing. For Stevenson. So,
yeah, maybe I should call him and get some advice.
Hey, he's full of it.
Full of it.
He's full of advice. He really is. Yeah.
Like I'm full of it. Different.
Yeah.
Yeah, different. I'm gonna train all weekend and then
that's it. No fun stuff.
I'm at the point now where I have nothing scheduled because in case I need the hours to keep training, I just got to keep training.
Yeah, you're in it to win it. This is legit.
Yeah, it's competition time.
Yeah,
yeah. And like last night, I got invited to go to the Lakers game, and it's in a box. And I was like, I can't because I'm on. Like I'm working. So at this point, there are 4 weeks left in the competition. If I can last all 4 weeks, great. But I'm focused. And I want everybody to know I'm focused so that when they vote for me, they don't feel like they're just voting for an idiot, you know?
No, our listeners are amazing. Nobody, yeah, you got this.
Well, have a good weekend.
I will. Yeah.
Okay, cool.
I'll try. I hope you do too. We'll miss you here back in Nashville, but.
I know. I miss you too. We'll see you Monday. I'm going to bring in Monday Grocery Store Joe.
Okay.
Because he's on Dancing with the Stars with me.
Okay,
and he's like,
that's interesting because he's on Dancing with the Stars, but he's your competition, Bobby.
Yeah, I know, but I don't care. Like, I like him. So I'm going to bring in Grocery Store Joe, okay. And Amy will have the dog whisperer, but you call him the Doggy Llama Monday.
No, that's his name.
I called him
and I was like, hi, is this the Doggy Llama?
Stop it.
It's amazing. I love it.
Have a good weekend. We'll check back with you Monday. Thank you for listening. Bye, everybody. Come on. Get your Bobby Bones on.